This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. 8 years ago, two businessmen launched a private venture that was supposed to bring about an economic rebirth in the Northeast Kingdom. Now, state and federal authorities say the entire enterprise was a fraud. Ariel Quiros, the owner of Jay Peak, and Bill Stenger, his CEO, face a laundry list of civil charges for allegedly duping foreign investors out of hundreds of millions of dollars. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
It wasn't a case of well-meaning businessmen getting in over their heads, according to charges filed by the Federal Securities and Exchange Commission. Rather, Ariel Quiros and Bill Stenger knowingly misappropriated $200 million from unsuspecting foreign investors. And federal authorities say Quiros outright stole $50 million of the money to settle old debts, pay his income taxes, and purchase a $2.2 million luxury condominium at Trump Place in New York City.
We all feel betrayed. It's a dark day for Vermont.
That's Governor Peter Shumlin discussing the charges at a news conference on Thursday afternoon. Since 2008, Quiros and Stenger have been raising the foreign capital under a federal program known as EB-5. The program offers a path to citizenship for immigrant investors who put at least $500,000 into approved ventures in economically depressed regions. Shumlin used to be one of their biggest cheerleaders. He traveled with Stenger to Asia to help drum up interest from prospective investors. After some of those investors began complaining about unfair treatment by Quiros and Stenger, Shumlin in late 2014 transferred oversight of the EB-5 program away from the Agency of Commerce and over to the Department of Financial Regulation. When Susan Donegan, the commissioner of that department, began scrutinizing the books, she says it became clear things were seriously amiss.
We saw a complex web of financial accounts that allegedly facilitated the improper commingling, misuse, and diversion of funds between EB-5 projects, related companies, and personal accounts.
The federal complaint unsealed Thursday morning depicts the alleged fraud in troubling detail. ANC Bio, an EB-5 project in Newport, offers a glaring example of the alleged impropriety. It was pitched to investors as a $110 million facility that would be at the vanguard of biomedical research. Stenger and Quiros told investors that they were well on their way to getting FDA approval for the products the facility would be making. The investor money came pouring in, $80 million of it. But there was never anything in the FDA pipeline, the feds say, and almost none of the investors' money went to construction. Instead, it was largely diverted to private accounts opened by Quiros, a Miami businessman with Florida residency, and he allegedly used $30 million of it to cover his own personal expenses. Here's Attorney General Bill Sorrell, who filed civil charges against Quiros and Stenger on Thursday.
Let me just say that this is not a depiction of a simple bank robbery. Rather, this depicts what we allege to be a massive and complex fraudulent enterprise.
Shumlin says he wishes he'd reformed oversight of the EB-5 program sooner, but he notes that he inherited the oversight protocols that were in place under the previous administration.
We can all sit here and say, you know, who should have done what, when differently, and we have done a lot of inner searching in my administration over the last year as this has become more obvious to us. You know, at the heart of it, there's a certain amount of trust in the partnerships that we have with the private sector and government. And we have found through the process we've set up that that trust was allegedly misplaced.
Shumlin says some of the EB-5 projects are a total bust. Others, he says, like hotels and conference centers at ski resorts in Jay and Burke, should survive and ultimately thrive under new ownership. Federal authorities have appointed a receiver to run Jay Peak in the interim. Shumlin says that receiver intends to keep the resort running and to retain the employees that are working there.
Jay Peak is a booming business right now with a water park, with improved mountains, with improved golf course, with improved accommodations. That's not an asset that's just going to dry up and go away.
Quiros and Stenger don't face the possibility of any jail time for the state and federal civil charges filed on Thursday, but the U.S. Attorney for the District of Vermont says his office is investigating possible criminal violations. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.